This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Sabri was just telling us about the mess of figuring out who will pay for the bridge collapse in Baltimore. For people who work in the trade and logistics business, there's also the mess of dealing with the cargo. Cargo stuck on the container ship, and cargo that's now being rerouted away from the port. So we gave one of our regulars, Gretchen Blau, a call. She's a customs broker at Logistics Plus in Erie, Pennsylvania.
When we got the news about the Key Bridge coming down, that was a huge shock. We're all still processing it, I think. We had one shipment that was on the dolly. We're just waiting to see how the claims process will take place. It's just kind of a long process where they, you know, tow it, they offload everything. They have to, you know, take care to make sure if any of those containers have been breached that they don't, you know, collapse or anything like that. You know, photographs would have to be taken of any damaged cargo. It's kind of a long, involved process of documenting everything. We did have a few ships that were sitting outside of the Baltimore Harbor waiting to see what to do and where they were going. So those have been rerouted to New York. Once the ships offload, our domestic team will be looking for, you know, trucking solutions. We already have, you know, a shortage of trucks as it is. It's going to be a challenge to, you know, build those relationships in maybe ports and terminals where we don't have a lot of contacts. Maybe we'll have to bring more stuff into the West Coast. Since the West Coast was so congested, we had kind of shifted to the East Coast. And with the Panama Canal and everything, maybe we're going to have to, you know, totally and completely switch up how things are done, depending on how everything shakes out. On a personal level, we were all kind of horrified. A number of our staff has visited the Port of Baltimore, has seen that bridge. I went on vacation, I think it was 2018 with my son, and we took the water taxi. We didn't go under the bridge, but we went clear up to the bridge, and we know how high up it is. We know how very fragile some of our infrastructure is. On a professional level, we're just all in, okay, let's solve these problems and find some solutions for the routing. We don't like what causes the challenge, that's for sure, but we do like solving the problems and working our way through these problems and conflicts and whatnot, and making sure that, you know, freight arrives when it needs to and people are well supplied.
That was Gretchen Blau, customs broker at Logistics Plus in Erie, Pennsylvania.